Blog Talk Radio.
This is a song for every girl who's ever been through something she thought she couldn't make it through, yeah. I sing these words because I was that girl too, wanting something better than this, but who do I turn to? Now we're moving from the darkness into the light, yeah. This is the defining moment of our life. 'Cause you're beautiful like a flower, more valuable than a diamond. You are powerful like a fire, you will heal the world with your mind, and there is nothing in the world that you cannot do when you believe in you. Who are beautiful, yeah, you. Who are brilliant, yeah, you. Who are powerful, yeah, you. Who are resilient. This is a song for every girl who's ever been through something that she thought she couldn't make it through. Girl, you can make it through. I sing these words because I know you're the one who knows there's something better than this, and you're gonna define it, yeah. Now we're moving from the darkness into the light. This is the defining moment of our lives. Oh, 'cause you're beautiful like a flower, more valuable than a diamond. You are powerful like a fire, you will heal the world with your mind, and there is nothing in the world that you cannot do when you believe in you. Who are beautiful, yeah, you. Who are brilliant, yeah, you. Who are powerful, yeah, you. Who are resilient, yeah, you. Who are beautiful, yeah, you. Who are brilliant, yeah, you. Who are powerful, yeah, you. Who are resilient, yeah, you. Oh, yeah, you. Hey, yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you.
Good morning. Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, MA2K. Yet here, another blessed week. I'm here, man. God is good. My eyes is open. My feet are firmly on the ground and the devil's pissed off because I woke up today. But you know what? I don't care. I'm up. You should be too. Rise and grind. Summer on vacation. I know I'm already on summer vacation. We welcome summer today. Hello, dear summer. Today is your first day. So we welcome the summer. Do you guys have plans for your summer? I haven't yet done my vacation. I yet have to do weekend getaways. Lord knows where I'll end up this summer. I don't have a tour schedule like I always have every summer. So pretty much this summer is up in the air. Anything can happen. I can get a phone call, end up in Europe. Let's see what happens. But, you know, schedule something with your kids or by yourself. Take out some time, 2 or 3 days. Some people don't really have the money to really get away like that. But sometimes you can get away in your mind. You necessarily don't have to go anywhere. You can just be where you're at and just become in a more peaceful mental state, you know, 5 minutes in the shower or just in a tub and just relaxing, taking a walk, a swim, whatever it is that, you know, you're capable or it's in your capacity to do, that you can just not think for 5 minutes. You know, there's a lot of us that are thinkers, but too much, you know, and your mind is just running. And sometimes we just need to give it a break and don't think at all. Just be, just do, just relax. Again, 5-10 minutes, if you can be able to just do that in a day, that's a little getaway right there. Because I know I sometimes need those mental getaways where I just do nothing and just lay up and do nothing, like nothing. You know what I mean? Not on Facebook, not on Instagram. Just nothing. Just don't think. Sleep. No, not sleeping. Sleeping is a sign of depression. Rest. Rest your body. Rest your soul. Rest your mind. Bake a cake like we did yesterday. The purple rain cake. Oh, my God. So beautiful. Anyway, check out the pictures. Check me out on all the social networks. Emma E2K. I'm Googleable. Soy Googleable. So Google Emma E2K. Google Lush Radio online, and you'll be able to find us in all the social networks. Make sure you visit 2k.com. Leave me some love on the guest book. Let me know that you visited the website and that you like it. Check out my blogs and leave me some pointers. I mean, you know, I blog about the things that you guys mostly interested in, but I don't know that if you don't tell me when you read the blogs that you enjoyed it or didn't or want to read more of whatever topic it is. So inbox me or email me and just let me know so I can be able to get on it, man, and get on my job, my jizz up. I can't do my job right if you don't help me. You guys are my co-pilot here. So co-pilot me in the right direction. I woke up today in a real good mood. So I told you guys a couple of months back that I was given a role in a movie to be a defense attorney, right? Oh, my God, for a domestic violence victim. So today is the reading. It's the table reading today in Orlando. There's casting call. So it's at Spotlight Dance Center. The website is spotlightcenter.com. The address is 7751 Kings Point Parkway, Orlando, Florida, 32819, Studio 6, Suite 102, today from 10 in the morning to 1 p.m. So if you guys want to go and see if you can cast for a part, feel free to do that. I'll meet you there. I definitely will be there. You know, reading for my part. I'm excited. It's a new venture for me, so I'm kind of excited. I hope to see some of you guys there. Call in 347-826-7722 and let me know how your Father's Day went, how you celebrated that Father's Day. And then I got some comments about the Father's Day situation and all that stuff. But, you know, come back. So you can be able to chime in, call in, inbox me, however. And I'm going to get into this Father's Day stuff a little bit. So come back. Talk to you later.
Stop thinking if every second counts on the clock. That's
Good morning. Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday. So happy to be here. So yesterday was Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all those veteran fathers. Happy Father's Day to fathers that are experiencing this holiday for the very first time. They can actually say they are dads. You know, God bless the child that got a dad. Mine has passed away, so, you know, happy Father's Day to my dad in heaven. Not that he was a permanent fixture in my life. You know, my mom is really the one that played, I don't want to say both roles, but, you know, she had to step up a little extra, you know, and do, you know, just go up and beyond. Yes, parents are supposed to do that. When they have their children, this is what you do, you know. It's not about you. It becomes about your children. So should we have a holiday to really thank our parents for doing what they're supposed to do? Yeah, why not? I mean, hello. It's still a decision and a choice that was made through love or however the child is here. Why not give, you know, give that, if not, you know, one day, it should be every day, I'm just saying that's me, but, you know, pick one day out the year to give them thanks if they are doing, you know, a good job and a great accomplishment. Why not? You know, you got to remember that when you have children, they don't come with manuals. They don't, you know, you don't get instructions in the hospital like, okay, so when day one and two and three, this is the things that you do. You know, you don't get instructions for them. So, you know, you just kind of, it's like a job. They put you in a job and it's like, here, learn as you're in the job. But this job, we don't, you know, clock in. Whatever hours we do, we don't get paid for that. Not that, again, you know, because I got to always correct myself. I don't want to get these emails like, but you're not supposed to get paid for being a parent. Listen, nobody's saying that. I'm just trying to say that we do this job that's the hardest job in the world, you know, but with the greatest reward. But it's the hardest job in the world. Not everybody's cut out to be parents. Okay, and this is the reason why we have so much children in the system, and we have, thank God, for the good foster parents, because we even have the parents that are, they're worse of a nightmare. So, you know, all that is just to say that when you do see someone that's doing an excellent job with their children, you know, I mean, listen, thank them in behalf of the children, because sometimes other parents, we just kind of feel like we are ignored or not, you know, not ignored, but not thanked enough, you know. Again, not that we're doing it for the thanks, but it doesn't hurt that every now and then we hear a thank you from our children. We hear a thank you from our baby daddy or baby mama or, you know, our wife or husband, just to say, hey, you're doing a great job, or thank you for, you know, bringing this child into the world. I'm just saying, just, you know, a little thank you and a little appreciation just goes a long way with people. You just never know. A nice, kind word never hurts. So going back to the Happy Father's Day thing, you know, for a lot of years, I've always called my mother first thing in the morning and been like, happy, you know, Happy Father's Day to my mom. And then, you know, they say that you, when you learn, you teach, right? And so, and when you know better, you do better. So I can't really be thanking my mom for doing a dad's job, because she, all she's done is the mom job, but to the 100th power. So I got to continue to thank her and send blessings to her for her taking on that mother role plus, you know, 10 times over. But a dad, she's never been a dad to me, because she's never taught me, you know, man things or how to get that affection and all that from a man. You know, the first man in your life for us women is our dad. So when our dads are not around and they don't play a permanent role in our lives, it's kind of like your mom really can't teach you that. Those, you know, there's a lot of things that your mom can teach you, of course, as women, to become women and better women and all that, but not how to deal with, you know, men and men relationships and what to expect from a man, you know, like, so when our dad puts us and like treats us like princesses from the beginning, so we expect nothing less from other men that come in, you know what I mean? So, and the way that our dads abandon us too, we get too used to men abandoning us as well. And that's not a good, you know, that's just not a good thing. So either way, our dad is much needed in our lives for us as women, and even, you know, for men, for boys, you know, if they see no good example, if they don't see a man in their household getting up every day and going to work and, you know, and bringing that money every week because he's worked hard all week, then they don't understand, you know, what it is to get up every day and go to work because they haven't seen that example. So we need our good men to step up and give us those examples. So shout out to all those that have stepped up in other children's lives that are not yours biologically, you know. I salute you guys, whether you're uncles or godfathers or cousins or neighbors or, you know, whatever title is that you are to these children. If you're stepping in their lives, if you're molding these minds, if you're feeding them when they need to be fed, if you've changed the pamper, thank you, because you're still contributing. You know, it takes a village, kids. It's not just one person. Like, we really need a whole community of people to be able to mold one child. So our community has to be strong, has to be positive, in order so we can be able to see these children succeed. So, again, shout out to all the good men, because they are good men. I know that. I'm blessed to know such good men that have stepped up in other children's lives, that have stepped up for their own kids' lives and have really been good, good fathers that have forgotten about, you know, their lives and their BS and have concentrated on making the best for their kids. So I salute those. And the deadbeats, we're not even going to talk about it because what's the point? You know, there's no point in talking about the deadbeats. But I salute the good men, the good fathers, because sometimes you don't have to be a good man. You don't necessarily have to be a good man, but you can be a great dad. So shout out to all the great dads that have stepped up in the kids' lives, because it's so important and it's so needed and it's so detrimental to their upbringing. So shout out to you guys. And I'm going into music. Be right back.
Baby, I still need change. dedication to the independent woman. To the one working hard for hers, this is just my way of letting you know. I see you, baby. And I brought a friend along to help me show my appreciation the right way. Ladies, Mr. Jamie Foxx. Mr. Foxx, ladies.
Remix.
I love her cause she got her own. She don't need mine, just to leave mine alone. There ain't nothing that's more sexy than the girl that won't but don't need me. Young, independent, yeah, she work hard. But you can't tell from the way that she walks. She don't slow down cause she ain't got time to be complaining, surely gon' shine.
Misunderstood, no, it's all good.
get my hair, exchange ourselves, and we do it all the time. Why do we do that? Why do I do that? Why do I do that? Yeah!
Oh!
Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, Emma E2K. Yet another blessed Monday, man. I'm happy every day, and I'm motivated almost every day, but I'm double on Monday. It's just something about Mondays, always just, it's like the new start of the week. You know, we begin again. It's kind of like I have that attitude about Mondays. Some people think of Mondays as gloomy days. I really get excited for Mondays because, again, it's starting another week to get paid, another opportunity, you know, to do things, another, you know, start of the week. It's just the beginning, and, you know, I love beginnings. Beginnings are sometimes scary because it involves changes, so either changing of a place or a mindset, you know, so. But it doesn't have to be scary. Change doesn't necessarily always have to be scary. It can be exciting, actually. And you can see it as a welcoming thing as opposed to, and a positive thing as opposed to a negative thing. So shout out to all those that are beginning again and, you know, like Mondays. So shout out to those that enjoy Mondays, just like me. I enjoy Mondays. I love Mondays. I posted something today about, okay, I have two things on Monday. So it's Monday, get a new perspective. Whatever obstacle you're facing, it's not permanent. And that's a pretty deep statement, you know. It's just to say that however you're feeling now doesn't mean that you're always going to be feeling that way. Going back to beginning again, going back to starting again, going back to anew, you know. So Mondays are just like that, you know, starting another week. It's Monday. Just as you opened your eyes this morning, God opened new doors. This week, expect God to move mightily in your life. Wow. Like, this is what I'm saying, you know. Motivate somebody today. Today, if you are inspired or motivated for whatever reason, make sure you share it. Share that, you know. Don't share the negative stuff. People love to be sharing all type of negative stuff. But if you share more positive stuff, you'll see the changes in people because it's like a chain reaction. The same way you do for bad, you do for good. So, you know, we just want to tip the scale on the positive life, you know. Join me, please. Come on. I have a great time over here. Is it easy? No. But, you know, I only welcome the strong ones to this positive life because you got to be strong to be able to walk this walk. Not everybody can do it. You know, I understand that. But once you're able to take one step in front of the other and realize that the best thing is the positive life, you won't want to live no other life, man. I'm telling you, it just has ultimate greatest rewards. So somebody just posted really quickly because I'm on a Facebook, right? Somebody posted, Goya, shout out to Goya, just posted that today is no panty day, June 22nd. I don't know how true that is. I don't know, and I don't know if I'm going to participate, so I don't know. You'll have to see me in Orlando today. Shout out to all those that are going to do no panty day today, if that is exactly a thing. I don't know if it is. I really need to do the search. That just caught me by surprise, so I kind of read it, and I usually don't do that. I usually do my homework behind that, but nevertheless, if it's not true, it's funny. You know, some people don't wait till one particular day not to have no panties. I'm just saying, you know. But if you need a holiday or a day, hey, again, more power to you, whatever makes you happy. Shout out to all those that are always giving me love, that support me, whether it be through the radio show, whether it be through my website, whether it be through Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, however it is that you support and however it is that you get the positive energy that I send out, however it is that you receive it, you know, I thank you. I thank you for logging in. I thank you for clicking like. I thank you for leaving comments, because with that, it's what I fuel myself with to be able to continue to blog and post and do all the stuff. You know, it's not easy sometimes. Just I have to really, really, you know, sit down and let my mind do the thinking. Not that my mind's not always thinking, but fighting it, you know, through positive channels is not an easy thing. So I'm a work in progress, people. I'm a work in progress. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to play one more music, and then I'll be back with final thoughts. And I appreciate you guys logging on, man. I hope you enjoy the music that I'm playing. And just let me know. Call in 347-826-7722. Inbox me, email me. Just let me know so I know what to do different or what to continue doing the same.
Like a big merry-go-round, you're up and then down, going in circles trying to get to where you are. Everybody's been counting you out, but where are they now? Sitting in the same old place, just faces in the crowd. We make mistakes, you might fall on your face.
Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, Emma E2K. Thank you, guys. I just want to say thank you to whoever's listening, to whoever, again, supports this cause. Happy Father's Day to all those that are great fathers. And just, you know, keep the positive thoughts. I know it's not easy. Sometimes it's hard and you guys feel like there is no other way out, but there is, man, and there's people out here generally that really care and are ready to help, and, you know, if you reach out. So, you know, reach out. Reach out. There are people out there. Like DMX said, you know, keep your head up. I'll see you next week.
I just wish we all understood the beauty of music.
Let me go.